News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Good morning, I'm Donal O'Donovan. Coming up between now and 7 o'clock, Dr. Adele O'Connor of the Irish Maritime Development Office will be here to talk about opportunities in the marine sector, and particularly around technology. The inaugural winner of Enterprise Ireland's High Potential Startup Award, Tony McEnroe of Sirius XT, is here alongside Enterprise Ireland's Joe Healy, and David Bergen of Goodbody Stockbrokers will be here with the latest from the markets just before 7 o'clock. First off, a look at this morning's papers, and a hard Brexit would wipe out tax cuts is the lead story in the Irish Independent. A hard Brexit would cost us $200 million a year and deprive us of 49,000 jobs over a decade. Colm Kelpie and John Downing report that, citing new research from the ESRI. Same story is picked up across a lot of the papers. Brexit could leave a €600 million hole in the government finances, the headline on the front of the Irish Times. Inside, the Irish Times reports that the Department of Enterprise's flagship Employment Incentive and Investment Scheme, EIIS, is being considered for an overhaul. That's on the back of criticism that it isn't working. About $110 million was raised by businesses under the scheme last year. The Irish Examiner reports that incoming Housing Minister Owen Murphy will today concede that the deadline to end the use of emergency accommodation for homeless families will not be met. That deadline, of course, set by his predecessor, Simon Coveney. That's it in terms of papers so far this morning. Now, my first guest, Dr. Adele O'Connor of the Irish Maritime Development Office, is here with me in studio. Good morning, Adele.
Good morning, Donal.
Thanks for coming in at this ungodly hour, although presumably the maritime industry people get up early and work all kinds of hours. What is the Marine Development Office, first of all?
Yeah, so the Irish Maritime Development Office, we're the national dedicated agency for promoting, developing and marketing Ireland's maritime sector. So when we talk about the maritime sector, we're mainly talking about shipping, ports, transport. However, given the broad nature of the maritime sector, we get linked into other areas such as cruise tourism, renewable energy, maritime technologies and other areas.
So it's a state agency, and you're one of the agencies involved in what's been described as the Blue Tech Conference, the Digital Ocean Conference taking place in Galway next week.
Yes.
What's that about?
So next week, we have a number of international companies and Irish tech companies descending on Galway on June 29th. And this event has been organised by a number of agencies, including the IDA, SFI, SEAI, and Enterprise Ireland and ourselves. And it's really about putting Ireland on the map as a global centre of excellence for marine technologies, given our significant marine resources, our world-class expertise in technology and our significant research infrastructure here. And we feel that there's a real market opportunity now for Irish companies in this area. Many would refer to the ocean as the new economic frontier, and technology is going to play a huge role in that in terms of emerging sectors like offshore energy, tidal, wind, wave, the digitalisation of the shipping industry, other areas like offshore aquaculture. So there are huge market opportunities there. And really what we're trying to do is showcase Ireland as a destination for this type of expertise.
Because on the face of it, we're surrounded by water, obviously. There's
exactly
an awful lot of it out to the west.
Yes.
And we are a centre of excellence in a lot of sectors.
Exactly.
In terms of
the Irish government has invested hugely over the last number of years in ICT and engineering capacity. The marine economy represents an additional sector where these companies and research centres can drive new forms of innovation, you know, in a new area. And we have a fantastic lineup of international speakers coming to Galway on Thursday. And I think that really demonstrates, you know, their interest in Ireland, their interest in seeing what's going on in Ireland. And, you know, it's part of a series of business events that are happening in Galway next week. We have the Our Ocean Wealth Summit taking place on the Friday, sponsored by PwC. And, you know, anyone who's interested in the marine sector or wants to find out more about opportunities in the marine sector really should come to Galway next week.
So who is it relevant to then in terms of the Digital Ocean Conference? Who should be sort of aware of it?
So We have a real mix of organisations coming to Galway on Thursday. We have a trade show with over 60 organisations. We have companies that are developing technologies already for the marine. So, for example, Cathex Ocean are a subsea machine vision company. We have Techworks Marine developing digital platforms and sensors for offshore monitoring. But then we have other companies that would have an element of their business in marine, such as Aero Composites, doing advanced materials for the offshore energy sector. And we have companies that might only have a small element of their business in marine, but are looking at marine in the Internet of Things space. So, for example, cybersecurity, sensors, advanced communication technologies. These companies are seeing the marine as a new space of opportunity. And what we're really trying to position Ireland is as, you know, this hub for Internet of Things for the sea. We're already being recognised as a global hub for Internet of Things. Now it's about IoT for the sea.
And in terms of the marine sector, how important is it right now?
So the Irish government has significant ambitions for the marine sector. We're at, you know, in the most recent Ocean Economy report, we were at 0.8% of GDP. There are ambitions to grow our GDP for marine to 2.4% by 2030. There's a government strategy in place called the Our Ocean Wealth Strategy to achieve that. At the last Ocean Economy report, it was about 4.5 billion. But there's a new Ocean Economy report coming out next week, which will, you know, and really look at what the growth of those figures have been. So the general economy between 2010 and 2012 was growing at about 5%. The ocean economy was growing at about double that, at just over 9%.
Dr. Adele O'Connor of the Irish Maritime Development Office, thanks a million for coming in.
Thank
and
you,
that
Donal.
Conference takes place next week.
Thank you.
It is 6:44, almost 6:45, and I am joined now by Tony McEnroe, who's the CEO of Sirius XT, and Joe Healy from Enterprise Ireland. Good morning, and thanks for coming in. Congratulations, I suppose, Joe, first of all. Sirius XT, last night, you won the inaugural Enterprise Ireland High Potential Startup Founder of the Year Award. Tell me a bit about the business. Describe the business, Sirius XT.
Well, good morning. Sirius XT is building a CAT scan for a biological cell. We're producing a high-resolution 3D image of the whole internal structure of a cell. So we're taking a cell that's about a tenth of a diameter of a hair and resolving that 1,000-fold to reveal the complex internal structure of the cell, which will help cell biologists in solving and finding cures for cancer, Alzheimer's and diseases like that.
So this is very much kind of high-end med tech
absolutely,
research-led type of company.
Absolutely. And the product that we're building, the microscope we're building is based on technology that has been developed over probably 10 or 15 years in the spectroscopy lab in the physics school at UCD. So while we're only a year old, the technology that we're developing has been in development a long time.
So the company then is essentially there to commercialise the science.
So the company was formed specifically to license the technology from UCD, to spin it out and to commercialise it.
And in terms of what you won last night, the Enterprise Ireland High Potential Startup Awards, does that matter to the business? I mean, is there an element for small business that getting involved in something like that can be a distraction? Is there a lot of work involved? Or, you know, do the rewards kind of make it worthwhile?
No, it's hugely rewarding. I mean, it gives us a unique opportunity to network with our peers. I was one of over 100 companies that are involved in Founders Forum, and we get an opportunity four or five times a year to meet and to talk about issues that we have. And it's amazing how common those issues are. And when you're starting up, it's, you know, it's funding, it's finding people. You know, it's a very common thread, irrespective of what the business is.
And Joe Healy, Enterprise Ireland, obviously heavily involved. Why get involved in the awards?
Well, I think what's important here is that this is an initiative to help Irish startups scale, the Founders Forum. And for the first time this year, the founders themselves nominated who they felt were standout performers, standout founders from, you know, the most innovative companies in Ireland. So I think it's important that peers recognise their peers. And the quality and the diversity and the ambition was hugely encouraging. So we had great projects put forward, and we had three great projects in the final, and a super project from Tony that was actually the winner. But all the companies actually are on a scaling journey, and they hopefully will build the new sectors of tomorrow in Ireland.
And in terms of kind of what's involved in awards, is that sort of a transferable skill then in terms of kind of fundraising or founding or fundraising or sort of being in front of investors and things like that?
Well, actually, that's a very good point, because at least one of the founders who came before us, and there were nine pitching, said that the very next week they were up pitching for a very large term sheet with the VC and were complimented on the pitch. So if you like, the grilling they got in terms of the final, the presentation, the Q&A from a very strong panel meant that they actually had to be on top of their game, very sharp, very professional, and they were.
Yeah. There's a report this morning, the Irish Times, that the Employment Incentive and Investment Scheme, EIIS, could be under review. Is there a gap there in terms of kind of financing, funding for or getting capital into smaller Irish businesses?
Certainly we would see the risk capital side at seed stage. There is a gap at the moment. Some firms are finding it very difficult. So we would often work with firms where we feel they're very supportable, very fundable, and they're struggling. And the EIIS could be a very valuable support. And I think with some tweaks could be much more focused on the risk capital end. And that would be very helpful for the startup economy in Ireland.
Yeah. Tony, in terms of kind of where Sirius XT is, do you see gaps in terms of support for startups? Is it around finance? Is it around other things?
I think the main gap at the moment is around follow-on finance. This is my fourth venture-funded startup, and the first one was back in the 90s, and I think it was actually easier to raise significant first-round financing back in the 90s than it is today.
Really?
I think the sources of funding are a lot more diverse today than they were back in the 90s. So when we funded for this particular company, we took money from venture capital companies, we took money from private investors, we took money from Enterprise Ireland, we took money from the EU. So we put together the funding we wanted from about seven or eight different sources. Back in the 90s, you probably go to one investor or one VC for the same amount of money.
In the 90s, was it like a technical difference? Was it that the BES scheme was a bit different, or...?
I think it's just in the way cycles. I mean, I think back then there was a lot of money going into tech. Tech was starting, it was growing fast. So it runs in cycles.
And in terms of where you are now, what's next for Sirius XT?
Well, we were just finishing a prototype microscope. We're going to, hopefully, all going well, middle of next year, complete a pilot system or a pilot study of the microscope and full commercial launch at the end of 2018.
Tony McEnroe of Sirius XT and Joe Healy of Enterprise Ireland, thanks for coming in. It is 6:54. This is News Talk Breakfast Business, and David Bergen, senior trader at Goodbody Stockbrokers, is with me now. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Amazon is kind of shaking up the world economy again. Nike is the latest, their latest signing. What's going on?
Yeah, so they've signed a deal to sell Nike products on Amazon. So why is that a game changer? Well, it just changes the way we consume. So like normally you'd go in and fit a pair of runners on or whatever it is in a shop, a physical shop, and then take your product home. Whereas Amazon are giving you the ability to buy it, and if you're in the US, you can get it next day delivery, and their return system is pretty good. So it comes on the back of last week's purchase of Whole Foods, which sees them step into the food retail market as well, which kind of shook things up last week and saw a lot of declines in retail stocks in the US and in the UK as well.
And in terms of the markets then, how does that go down, the Amazon-Nike deal?
So, look, it's a small deal at the start, but it has affected some of the other stocks that are kind of on the periphery. So just for example, Foot Locker in the States yesterday was down over 5% on the back of that news, because it is going to take business away from them. So how do they react now?
And they're very much a physical kind of...
Shops.
Other sort of big interesting one in technology this week obviously is Uber. Lots and lots of change going on there.
Yeah, so obviously they've had lots of corporate problems there with poor corporate governance. So the CEO and founder, Kalanick, has stepped down. Now, on the board of Uber is the very successful, basically second in line of Facebook, Carl Sandberg. She's been mentioned for that job, but I think she's probably going to turn that one down.
Sure, as potentially a CEO at Uber.
But I think she has eyes on bigger roles. So we'll see now how that plays out.
They're going to have to fill that role. It's a $68 billion company.
Massive company, yeah. Very, very big company. Disruptive technology. They've changed the way we consume as well, similar to Amazon. And they've led the way for other types of industries to come through and just arrive. So I think we had a bike scheme in Dublin try to do something similar at the start of the week. That's found resistance. But yet, can they survive in their current state, or do they need to adapt now? A new CEO is going to have to do
the headhunters have gone out around the world.
Yeah, I'd say you get paid fairly well as well if you get that one.
In terms of kind of a bit closer to home, we've seen the FTSE up and down like a yo-yo this week, and really driven by comments from the Bank of England.
Yeah, so basically there's division in the Bank of England. So last week we saw a 5-3 vote to hold interest rates. And why have we got a division? It's basically because the data is very weak in the UK. We have very strong inflation figures. We have declining wage growth. So basically the UK consumer is getting hit in the pocket. And then you have the worry then of the Bank of England raising interest rates. So that's really going to hit the UK consumer. So just for example, a company we'd all know, Domino's Pizza, has had a really bad week, down about 10% in total for the last number of days. If you don't have disposable income, if you can't even buy your pizza at the weekend, you know, it just shows you that things are getting a little bit difficult for UK people. And then you have all the uncertainty around the political side of it as well.
David Bergen, thanks for coming in. So the squeeze is on in England. Everyone's trying to get ahead of it. It is now 6:58. You're listening to News Talk Breakfast Business.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.